Rijeka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Emalahleni 22, Pretoria 24, Polokwane 26 grade.
En in wel is een ongeluk op N3 Suid, net voor die Linksfield Road, so asseblief wees versigtig daar.
Die regering het strenger maatreëls aangekondig om menshandel in Suid-Afrika te bekamp. Michael Siapato, kommissaris van die grensbestuursowerheid, het onthul tydens die opening van 'n 5-daagse strategiesessie wat daarop gemik is om 'n nasionale strategie te ontwikkel om georganiseerde misdaad te voorkom en te bekamp. Maar Siapato het ook die bekendstelling van 'n biometriese stelsel bevestig.
Now wanting to make sure that we actually have everybody fingerprinted. On that basis, we will be able to match the travel documents and the people themselves and ultimately be able to identify individuals that are very much problematic.
Fani Masemola, die nasionale polisiekommissaris, het intussen 'n beroep op die private sektor gedoen om 'n deurslaggewende rol te speel om die regering by te staan om misdaad by Suid-Afrikaanse hawens te bekamp.
We need both us and SARS and the Department of Trade and Industry to know what is coming to the country so that we can stop all illicit things to come in and if they do, be able to detect them and arrest those that are responsible.
Action SA vra die parlementêre keuring van kabinetsaanstellings om meer aanspreeklikheid en deursigtigheid te verseker. Die party stel 'n grondwetlike wysiging voor waarin die parlement vereis word om alle kabinetsaanstellings wat die president gedoen het binne 'n vasgestelde tydsraamwerk goed te keur. Die party se Ethel Trollope.
We want to change the legislation so that the president can nominate members of cabinet, but parliament must sanction them. So if he wants to nominate corrupt members of parliament, we must be able to say no. Just like you do with the Judicial Service Commission, we're going to bring that into legislation so that's no longer the sole preserve. Yes, the president can nominate, but we have to sanction. We do not want corrupt ministers in government.
Inwoners in Lenasia het vandag die strate ingevaar. Hulle eis onder meer dringende optrede oor aanhoudende waterkrisis. Metropolisie se Kolani Fitla.
Police continue to monitor protest action in Lenasia South following a total shutdown by residents of Pumla Mkashi informal settlement who are protesting over water issues in the area. The protesters have barricaded off Golden Highway between Provincial and Wimbledon Road, causing traffic disruptions travelling between Orange Farm and Fintown in the south and Zakaria Park and Vlakfontein in the north.
En die departement van water en sanitasie hou die watervlakke van die Waaldam nou keurig dop om oorlop en moontlike rampe te vermy. Die dam is nou meer as 90% vol. Adjunct minister David Mahlobo sê maatreëls is in plek gestel.
We'll have to spend more time to be monitoring the infrastructure because we must keep to monitor the quality of water. That there is no issues of bacteria that are coming in. Those who are operating the plant must monitor them on daily basis and our basis and then be in a position to monitor that the water is not dirty.
Additional September, the top story at this hour, the government has announced stricter measures to combat human trafficking in South Africa.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I end up in crisis.
Feelings all this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. 'Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last